Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship this morning. Please make sure you take note of the announcements. There are a lot of things that are going on this time of the year, and there's all sorts of information. One thing I do want to highlight is that next weekend, the Bethlehem Christian Families will be here once again. I think they've been here a couple of times in the years past. They do the wood carvings, and they will have carvings for sale. The wood carvings do come from the Holy Land, or at least the wood comes from the Holy Land, and the families do come from the Holy Land as well then too. There are Palestinian Christians who do these wood carvings. Even if you don't want to purchase something, it's really interesting just to go look and see the beautiful work that they do, and that will be displayed in the fellowship hall next weekend. So they should be here Saturday night and then also Sunday after worship services. Other things in the bulletin, the poinsettia orders. Also want to let you know the offering envelopes are out for 2024. They're here in the narthex. There's also information about cowboy claws, and I think there's sign-up sheets out available now for the Christmas feast, which will be happening on December 10th. And I think there's a couple of other announcements. Terry, you got a couple.
Yes, three quick ones. On December 2nd, Saturday, December 2nd, from 2 to 4, we're going to meet with the youth at 2 o'clock at the nursing home. And we are going to decorate the residence doors for Christmas. We have 32 doors right now that we need to decorate, so come ready to work, because we're going to be wrapping them with paper and bows and cards and whatever else we want to bring. One thing, we would love for you to bring some decorating stuff, especially gift wrap, but don't bring anything that has beads or tiny little bows or anything that they can put in their mouth. But we're going to meet there and decorate from 2 to 4, and just because it's a youth event doesn't mean we won't take adults either, because 32 doors is going to be a lot of doors to decorate. Also, we're going to be giving out the Advent calendars downstairs in the Sunday school today. I want to give you that information. And also, we still have our camp board out front, our money wall. We have a lot of youth to send to camp, not only ours, but we're also sending the Aroma group. And so please stop by the money wall. We need to get all those kids to camp. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Terry. Are there other announcements?
Good morning. I would like to say that we are not meeting for FFF this Wednesday, but we will next Wednesday on the 29th. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Aiden. Are there any other announcements? Anything else? Not then. I invite you to rise as we sing our opening hymn, Praise to the Father. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Holy is the Lord, the Almighty. He is worthy of glory and honor and power. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain. By his blood he purchased for God. Christ made of them a kingdom, and they shall reign on earth forever.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. I confess to God Almighty, before the whole company of heaven, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned in thought, word, and deed, by my fault, by my own fault, by my own most grievous fault. Wherefore I pray God Almighty to have mercy on me, forgive me all my sins, and bring me to everlasting life. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord grant you pardon, forgiveness, and remission of all your sins. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, so rule and govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that always keeping in mind the end of all things and the day of judgment, we may be stirred up to holiness of life here and may live with you forever in the world to come. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We sing the hymn, Count Your Blessings. You may be seated.
Yeah. first reading this morning is from Zephaniah chapter 1. I start reading at verse 7. Be silent before the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has consecrated his guest. At that time, I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the people who rest complacently on their dregs, those who say in their hearts, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do harm. Their wealth shall be plundered, and their houses laid waste. Though they build houses, they shall not inhabit them. Though they plant vineyards, they shall not drink wine from them. The great day of the Lord is near, near and hastening fast. The sound of the day of the Lord is bitter. The warrior cries aloud there. That day will be a day of wrath, a day of distress and anguish, a day of ruin and devastation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet blast and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the lofty battlements. I will bring such distress upon people that they shall walk like the blind. Because they have sinned against the Lord, their blood shall be poured out like dust and their flesh like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to save them on the day of the Lord's wrath. In the fire of his passion, the whole earth shall be consumed. For a full and terrible end he will make of all the inhabitants of the earth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is Psalm 90. We will read responsively. Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to another. Back to dust and say, go back, O child of earth.
For 1,000 years of your sight are like yesterday, when it passed, and like the watches in my tongue.
You sweep us away like a dream. We fade away suddenly like the grass.
In the morning is green and gorgeous. In the evening is dry and withered.
For we consume away in your displeasure. We are afraid because of your wrathful indignation.
Our iniquities you have set before you, and our secret sins in the light of your countenance.
When you are angry, all our days are gone. We bring our years to an end like a sigh.
The span of our life is 70 years, perhaps the strength in the Navy, and the Son of Man is a bitter sorrow.
Who regards the power of your wrath? Who rightly fears your indignation? The second lesson is a reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I start with verse 1. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers and sisters, you do not need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When they say there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and there will be no escape. But you, beloved, are not in darkness for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. So then let us not fall asleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep at night and those who are drunk get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for our helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has destined us not for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, as indeed you are doing. The word of the Lord.
Amen.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said to the disciples, "For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, 'Master, I know that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours.' But the master replied, 'You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers. And on my return, I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for a children's sermon. Good morning. It's good to see y'all this morning. I brought something with me this morning. Got a banana. Y'all like bananas?
Yes.
Yeah, I like bananas too. So what do you do with the banana? Do you maybe play golf with it? Huh? No, you can't play golf with a banana? What would happen?
It would break.
It would break. Okay, well, maybe not golf. How about basketball? You could play basketball with it?
No.
No, what would happen with that if I played basketball with it? Yeah, it's probably smash it, huh? I know. I could use it for a seat cushion. It feels kind of soft. What if I sat on it?
It would smush.
It would smush, huh? It would break. So what do you do with the banana?
Eat it.
You eat it. Yeah, I eat bananas. I'm just joking with you. I do like bananas. I like to eat them. And I tell you what, I like to eat them so much, I'm going to save this one. I want to keep it forever. Do you think that would be a good idea? It'd be all brown. Yeah, you can kind of see this one's already starting to turn brown in it. This was the last one in my bunch. I ate all the rest of them. And it's already starting to turn brown. So if I saved it, would it still be good? No. It would get all mushy and yucky. It would turn brown. It may even start to ooze. It may get flies coming around. Or it'd just really get nasty, wouldn't it? So it's no good if you don't use it, right? It's no good if you don't use it, and you got to use it in the right way. You can't play golf. You can't play basketball. You can't sit on it. It's used for eating. And if you use it for eating, it does you a lot of good, too, doesn't it? It fills you up. It tastes good. You get potassium, and you get fiber, and you get all sorts of other nutrients and things in here to help you grow and stay strong and stay healthy. It does you good if you use it for what it's used for what it's needed for. Did y'all hear the story a few minutes ago that I read? That a master was going to go away, and so he gave his servants different amounts of money. And two of them used that money, and they made more money. They doubled what they had because they used what the master had given them. But what did the third servant do? What did he do with his? He buried it, didn't he? Did it do him any good? No. No, if it's sitting in the ground, it doesn't do any good, does it? Nope. So it didn't do any good. Did that make the master happy? No. Nope, not at all, because he ended up taking that money away from him and giving it to the one who had five talents. God has given each and every one of us some wonderful things. He gives us our families. He gives us our homes, our very lives. And you know what? He wants us to use them. He wants us to use those things that he gives us to help others and to give worship to him. If we don't use those things the way that God told us to, it's like playing golf with a banana. It doesn't work. He wants us to use our lives to help other people and to give worship to God, to love the people around us, and to make the world a better place. And when that happens, we get more blessings, like the other two servants who did use their blessings, they got more. And when we help other people, when we worship God, we get joy within our lives. Enter into the joy of your master. Let's pray this morning. Gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the many blessings that you have given to us. And during this week of Thanksgiving, as we give thanks to you, let us not only give thanks, but also think about how can we use those blessings to serve you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, y'all go sit. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As with so many of the parables that Jesus told to his disciples and to the other people, there always seems to be a lot of different levels or a lot of different facets that go on within these parables. It tells us about different aspects of our relationship with God and our relationship with other people and what God expects from us. And so this morning I'm going to kind of look at some of the things that jump out of this parable in different ways. First thing that may have grabbed you in here were the inequities. To one servant, he gives five talents. To one servant, the master gives two talents, and to another servant, he only gives one talent. But if you stop and think about it, that's what we see in our world today. If you look around at other people, you see some people have more than what you may have. Or if you look around, you may see that some people have less than what you have. And it's not only property or money or bank accounts or jewelry or clothing or material things, it may also be actual talents, things that you can do. Somebody might have a very wonderful voice, and you know that you can't sing like they can, but then too, you hear somebody else singing, and you think, well, at least it's a joyful noise. But there seems to be inequities. within the world. You have haves and have-nots and somewheres in between, all that. And it brings to mind that parable of where the owner vineyard owner goes out and he hires workers at different points of the day. Some early in the morning, some mid-morning, some noon, some mid-afternoon, some close to closing time. But when they all get finished, he pays them all the same. And the first ones who had worked all day long hollered, "It's unfair. We worked all day long out in the sun, but you're still paying us the same as those that work for only an hour. It's not fair." It's easy for us to holler, "It's not fair." As we look around the world, there are inequities within this world. Some are given more than others. And here in this parable, it says, the master gave to those according to their abilities. I'll talk about that in just a little bit more in a minute. Another thing that comes out of this parable is the abundance that God gives. Now, you think that one servant was given only one talent. Well, it's hard to put an actual dollar on a talent, because a talent is a measure of weight. Like we use pounds or ounces or tons for weight, talent was a specific amount of weight. But a talent of gold would be worth about 15 years' worth of wages. So think about that. How much do you make? $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year? Multiply that times 15. That's how much that one talent was worth. So this master wasn't being stingy at all. He wasn't just giving a meager amount. He was given a whole bag of gold, an amazing amount of money. And he went away. God gives us in abundance, more than we can imagine. When we start to feel sorry, "Well, I don't have enough. I need more. I want more. I don't have what he has." Think about what God has given to us, because it is an abundance. He's given us lives. He's given us homes. He's given us family. He's given us friends. He's given us work. He's given us food. He's given us companionship. He's given us a place to worship. God gives us so much. He gives in abundance. Now, along with giving in abundance, it's not only just a bunch of stuff, but it's actual blessings as well then too. You know, here in the parable it says that the servants were given talents. And like I said, that was a measure in that day and time. But we've come to know talents as something else. Talents of the abilities to be able to do different things and to be able to do them well. A gift of music is a talent. A gift of speaking is a talent. A gift of being able to run fast is a talent. A gift of being strong is a talent. We have many different abilities and talents, and we have blessings that come with them as well then too. God blesses us with our ability to have and also to be able to do. And when you put those two things together, then you get stewardship of having and doing. Stewardship is using what God has given to us, this abundance and also as well of the talents and the gifts that he has given to us, these gifts of God, these gifts of the Spirit that he has blessed us with. He has given those to us so that we may serve him, so that we may help bring about this kingdom of God, so other people can hear and also have the blessings and also share in the blessings. Jesus said, pray for your enemies. That's a hard thing to do, but think about it. If you pray for your enemies and they turn, then you have more friends. You have more allies. So we do what we can with the abilities God has given to us. We continue on serving God in all things. And God gives us these things. Like I said, I was going to come back to that, where the inequities of it, that to some are in the parable, the master gives five talents to one, two to another, one to the other, according to their abilities. But as we receive more, that also means that we have more responsibility with those things that God has given to us. More is expected out of us. And it becomes a larger challenge, but then also it is a good challenge to be able to do and serve God, because in that is joy and blessings. But this story also contains judgment. The first two servants went off and they doubled their money. How they did it, not sure. It says they traded for it. Who knows, they got into real estate, or maybe they bought property and had bigger crops, or they invested in the right companies, or maybe they started their own companies. Whatever they did, they were able to double what the master had entrusted with them. And when the master came back, the judgment was, well done, good and trusty servant. But then the one who was given the one talent went out and he buried it. It didn't do him any good. It didn't do the master any good. Now this servant, you got to give him credit though, he wasn't trying to keep it for himself. He didn't have evil intentions. He didn't want to steal it. He didn't want to just spend it. He wanted it to be there. So he buried it, and he thought that was the safest way to keep the money, was to bury it. But it did not do anybody any good. And so when the master comes back, he still has that money. Nothing was done with it. It's still there. It's all intact. And he comes and he brings it to the master and says, here's your money back. But it did not please the master because it was never used. And what ends up then, it was taken away from him. I talked about in the children's sermon of what happens to a banana if you misuse a banana. And that's what happens to us if we misuse our talents, whether it's possessions, whether it's the blessings that God has given to us, our abilities, whatever God has given us, and we do not use them for His purposes, they're simply wasted. And they eventually go away. If you try to hang on to that banana forever, you're not going to have a banana. You're going to have something completely else that you do not want. And that's the same with our gifts. You know, I do bang on a guitar every once in a while, and if I don't play guitar on a regular basis, the calluses on my fingers go away. And when I pick up the guitar again and start to play, my fingers will hurt. It's something that has to continually be done. And that's it with our faith life as well then too. We continually use our faith life. We continue to read the Holy Scriptures. We continue to pray for ourselves, but also to pray for other people. We also remember other people, and we help as we can help according to our abilities, to help them to be raised up, to be healed, to be made strong, to be comforted, be cured. We use the talents, the gifts, the abilities to go out and spread God's word, to proclaim His message, to let others know. You know, one of the things in here that comes along with this judgment is why didn't that servant use his talent as he was expected to do? It says, because he was afraid. He was afraid. The master was harsh. He looked upon the master as being a harsh man. And he was afraid that he didn't want to lose it for the master. But he didn't use it either. He was unwilling to take any kind of risk whatsoever. When we go out into this big bad world and proclaim Jesus Christ, there is definitely risk out there. There's different a risk according to wherever we're at. You know, here in the United States, we do have freedom of religion. We can proclaim what we believe and make decisions according to what we believe. But a lot of times there is pushback. Even here in the land of the free, there is pushback for our religion. But then you go to other countries, and there's outright persecution. There is definite risk to proclaiming that you are a Christian to imprisonment, torture, or even death. We take risk every time we do proclaim the word of God. But when that word is heard, there is that joy of the master. Well done, good and trustworthy servant. Enter into my house. Enter into the kingdom. God calls us to use what he has given us, and he too will also say to us, well done, good and faithful servant. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We sing the hymn of the day, Come, You Thankful People, Come. Please rise for the confession of faith. In Christ, you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us approach the throne of grace, there to pray for the church, the world, and one another. Father, thank you for entrusting to us the treasures of your kingdom and the gifts of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your confidence in us, for commending wise risk-taking and condemning fearful inaction. Give us grace to be faithful stewards of your bounty, to your glory and for the good of your people. Lord, in your mercy. Let the faithful witness of your suffering church be a beacon of hope to all who love Christ and into an urgent warning to all who refuse him. We can scarcely comprehend the suffering of our persecuted sisters and brothers. Give us the willingness to defend and provide for them as we can in faith and love. Lord, in your mercy. Give teachable minds and willing hearts to the leaders of the nations. Remind them that they must give you an account of their stewardship of power, authority, and talents. Do not let them squander these gifts through hard hearts, rivalries, misuse, or disuse. Give to each of us the gifts of kindness, humility, and generosity, so that all our lives may be brightened by hope. Lord, in your mercy. Great gifts are needed by those who risk their lives to protect the lives and liberty of others. Abundantly grant them all they need, dear Lord. Use their skills to bring calm in chaos and justice in troubled places. Shield their loved ones from fear and bring them home safely and soon. Lord, in your mercy. You teach us to count our days that we may gain a wise heart. Where there is sickness or sorrow, bring healing, and where there is loneliness, reveal your love in community. We remember before you Verla Crawford, Cynthia Strait, Max Anderson, Will Sourmilk, John Armstrong, Pastor Craig Sturm, and Lynn Magura, and the family of Jim and Margaret Hansen. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, you are faithful in all generations. For the promise of life and rest and for the witness of those who have died in faith, we praise your goodness. Lord, in your mercy. Hear our prayer and graciously grant all that glorifies you and benefits our poor, broken world. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We continue with the offering. Thank you. Let us pray. Wise and gracious God, receive the labor of our hands, these gifts of money, bread, and wine, along with the offering of our lives.
Nourish us with
the
light of your Son, that we might be his body in the world, making known your
abundant
mercy in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Come, taste and see that the Lord is good. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with spiritual food, the body and blood of Christ. All who come to you will not hunger. All who believe in you will not thirst. Empowered by this sacrament, send us back into the world to do the work you have given us to do, to share the gospel and be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Our closing hymn, "Sent Forth by God's Blessing." As you go forth into the world to serve God with gladness, be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. As you leave, you are invited to share the peace of the Lord with those around you. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.